Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
We are prone to wander from the right path. But this evening we have come to say that, Lord, we are sorry and we want to come back to the right path. Touch our hearts, O God. Set our hearts on fire. Father, we thank you for Strong Come 2022. We thank you for what you are using us to do. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your spirit. We pray that your word will be locked up in our bones in Jesus' name. This will not be the end in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that the things that bring positive outcomes will manifest in our lives. Father, we declare that may you help us. May we not follow the course of this world. May we not follow the evil one. But Lord, may we live our lives pleasing and acceptable to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, put your hands together for Strong Come 2022. Those of you watching from home. Oh, are you clapping? Your clapping is weak. Those watching us are clapping better than we are doing. Loyalty House Chapel, Makane Church, Macarius Church, Anakazu Assemblies, Greater Love Church. Jesus is the answer church. Jesus Christ has come to save the world church international. Kodesh Family Church. Lighthouse Chapel International, Ghana. Lighthouse Chapel International, South Africa. Lighthouse Chapel International, Kenya. Mustard Seed. First Love Church. Come and put your hands together. Anakazu Assemblies, put your hands together. Wherever you are, wherever you are, make a Holy Ghost crazy now. Hallelujah. Is there any denomination I have not acknowledged? La Belle Église. That's my denomination. Hallelujah. Wherever you are watching us from, we want to thank the Lord for making Strong Come 2022 possible. Put your hands together. And I believe that if God, your last chance. If God hadn't permit us, it wouldn't have come on. Yes, I believe it is God. Put your hands together for Jesus once again. And there is a man God has given us. I said there is a man God has given us. His name is Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Put your hands together for our prophet. Put. Hey. Hey. I said, put your hands together for our prophet. Now, to those of you that when we talk about Bishop Dag, you have diarrhea, you have nausea. Do you know nausea? A feeling to vomit. When we talk about Bishop Dag, then you try to do something and say we worship him, and you say, why do we call him prophet? He is our prophet. Some people call their fathers, some people call their mothers ma. Others call them mommy. Others call them auntie. Others call them sister. We decide to call our father prophet. This one too, you have nausea. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. The one on the projector today, I'll pay you. Try for me. Hosea 12. Yeah, that's the scripture. Why did you remove it? Hosea 12 13. I thought I'll see it here. I have to look back. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. If it has not been Bishop Dag, he would know, say, some of you standing here, it is Bishop Dag that obeyed some call, be that today you have completed secondary school successfully. You are in university first year, and your life is better this way. By a prophet. Hallelujah. Bishop Dagewood Mills, wherever you are, we say we love you. Save Church, UD, we say we love you. Thank you for giving us a church. Thank you for giving us pastors. Amen. Yesterday, I was explaining that it's one family, but we are at different locations. That your auntie at Brekum, another one at Koforidua, another one at Aflau. So we have different denominations, but we are one people. Hallelujah. Different denominations. Okay, that makes it nice. If you do stew with only salmon, it won't be nice. Or okra stew. You know, okra stew, there must be so many. What makes okra stew nice are the variety of. Wele. Okra stew without wele is pan no soup. Okra stew, there must be wele. What else? Crab. When you do like this, you have to do like, yes. So it's one soup, different. What else must be in the okra soup? Salmon. Yeah. Who's the Keta school boys? Hey. Hey, these are the people our sons are coming to marry. Amen. So all the convenience of the various denominations, we salute you. We say, put your hands together for our convenience. Bishop Nia Jedu, thank you so much for hosting us in the QFC Ghana HQ. Bishop Sam, Bishop Intefo, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo, Bishop Kweku Atiemo from Tamale, Jesus is the answer. Bishop Eddie Adi at Macarius Church. Bishop Ernest Ai in Greater Love. Bishop Steve Asare in Lighthouse Chapel International, Ghana. Oh, the church is big. The church is big. Wave at the America people. Wave. I see you moving out of Ghana to visit and come back. Tell us where you are watching from. Those of you watching, tell us where you are watching from. Amen. And to our various, some of you don't have bishops who pastor, you have reverends and pastoral leaders. We thank all of them. Amen. Put your hands together for them. We thank all of them. And we also want to say a very big thank you to Bishop Okobotaidoku, who set the pace. Bishop Okobotaidoku, who set the pace? Who set the pace? It's a good place to clap. Bishop Oko, thank you so much. Thank you for teaching us to pastor the children. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for the camps you have had for us. Bishop Oko, God bless you. God bless you. We cannot forget Auntie Mami. At all. This is how best you can clap for Auntie Mami. Mami, God bless you. Mami, God bless you. My preaching is 3 minutes, so I have to do all these things so that. And I also want you to clap for your saved pastors. Your saved pastors. If you are not clapping, you don't like your pastor. If you are not, you don't like your pastor when you are not clapping. Our saved pastors, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, saved teachers. God bless you, saved pastors. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for organizing us. God bless you for making things happen in our branches. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. So, do you see all these people over you? Do you see all this? From God to Bishop Dad, to your convener, to your pastor or your reverend, to your safe teacher. Do you see all these people over you? Hallelujah. But we thank God. So, like I said yesterday, Shomcom is supposed to be homecoming and it's supposed to be a camp. God willing, next year, we will go to Mampong. Reverend E.K. said it. It is official. We'll go to Mampong next year. How many of you want to go to Mampong? Will you pay? Never pay. People go and worry their parents. Hey, I've created problems for parents. But don't worry. So this year, hey, softly. Why? Are you the preacher? I'm the preacher. Would they pay you? And so reduce the thing. If we won't pay you and you are playing the thing like this. Oh, sit down, sit down. Oh, or you want to stand to preach with me? So sit down, sit down. Enjoy. I'm closing. Did you bring my envelopes? Yo, I've come to collect the envelopes and pray for you, then we close. Yeah. Sadly, Shomcom 2022 has come. Hey, madam, sit down. Hey, sit down. If nobody should go out. Nobody. I'm come to pray the rain starts. Nobody should go out. So this year, our theme for Shomcom 2022 is what? It's what? It's what? The determinants. The determinants. They are things that determine the outcome of our lives. Yeah. A lot of things happen. A lot of things happen before you can see something working. Ecclesiastes 9:11 says that I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. Now, this scripture we've read, there are things that determine the outcome of our lives. One of them is speed. For you to do well in this life, you will need speed. Yes, you will need speed. You will need speed. Now, speed alone cannot make you successful in life. Is my sound correct? Speed alone cannot make you successful in life, but it's one of the things you need. Number two, so if somebody tells you that, where are you rushing to? Oh, hey, if you ask the abutre, no. You need speed. No, you need speed. When you grow up and you are building a house, you will discover that you need speed to fight a messy who will steal your cement. I hear that when you see a messy drinking beer in the afternoon, know that somebody's cement bag is gone. A messy, oh, please give me a sound there, I beg. Tomorrow I have another program. But your mommy sound what? 50 pesos. When you see a messy drinking beer in the afternoon, it's an Ewe proverb. If you see a messy drinking beer in the afternoon, somebody's bag of cement is gone. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. This life is a battle. This life, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. He said, fight a good fight of faith. We are living in the world where we are fighting a battle. You think because the name of your church is Catch the Anointing, so the devil is afraid of anointing? You are joking. It is because you are in that church that provokes Satan the more, that he will send pornography to your WhatsApp group. Say, he said you are a dancing star. Fight a good fight of faith. Yeah, some of the things there. Say you have come to Shokom, you are dancing. This thing provokes Satan the more. Go back to that scripture. Quick. Yes. So you have to be strong in this life. He said, neither yet bread to the wise. So yesterday we talked about that one. Wisdom. Wisdom, like the choir sang, wisdom is the principal thing. Everybody say, wisdom is the principal thing. Yeah. Wisdom is the main thing. Main thing. You can have speed, you can be strong, but if you are not wise, you may not end well. Wisdom is the principal thing. Yeah. The principal thing in groundnut soup is groundnut. The principal thing in okra stew is what? Okra. What is okra in French?
Gombo.
Hey. Gombo. Gombo.
Okra.
In French. Hey, Charlie, different schools. Obisi gombo, obisi okra. Toba filete, we choose one. Amen. Yeah. Wisdom is the main thing. As a child, you must not be a foolish boy. You must not be a foolish girl. Your wisdom must come to play. The next one said that, nor yet riches to men of understanding. Pastor Victor preached about understanding. Yeah. You must understand how things work. You must understand what? How things work. Don't be a novice. You don't know how things work. You are just operating in the house. He said, nor yet favor to men of skill. So that's what I come to talk about, men of skill. But time and chance, happiness to them all. Yeah. All this thing, strength, speed, riches, understanding, favor, time, chance, skill, all these things, they come into play. You must possess all these things as a child. As a young person growing up, you must have these things. And this is what will make you a complete human being. Yeah. Sometimes because you don't have understanding. You don't have understanding. I remember one time, I was going to Kumasi. And I sat in the aeroplane. Then the aeroplane took off. Brothers and sisters, those of you that you see aeroplane, you say you want to sit inside, pray. The thing took off like this, Charlie. As well, everybody hurt. In the time you sit in aeroplane, all the people in the aeroplane, they are all afraid, including the pilot. I held the thing like this. I say, when? Then when we were descending Kumasi, like this the thing was going, and I said, Lord, did you bring me here to kill me? I am not dying. But that was not even the problem. When I was returning from Kumasi to Accra, my flight was around 8 p.m. As I sat in the airport, my only prayer was that, Lord, so this pilot, how will he know the road to Accra in this darkness? So I sat there, I was thinking. Then they called. But you see, one of the things I always love to hear anytime I take aeroplane is, welcome to Kotoka International Airport. When you hear that, so you know that welcome to Kotoka International Airport. We wish you a pleasant stay in Accra or wherever your destination may be. You know that you have arrived. But as I sat there, I knew that the pilot, the person might have understanding. The person might be operating with understanding and with a certain speed. Look, aeroplane is not trotro. Aeroplane, when they say you arrive at 10:45, you hear trotro. Oh, by 10:40, 10:45, 11 o'clock, patak, 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 12, by 1:32, 2, by 3, there, we are there. Trotro. Amen. Today I want to talk about the fifth determinant, which is skill. You need, clap for Jesus, you need skill. I'll be closing in 3 minutes. Everybody say skill. Say skill. Bishop says here that skill determines who is chosen. Skill, it determines who is chosen. Let me tell you, we can all have all the qualities, but somebody with a special skill, sit well, sit well. Is that how you sit in school? If you sit like this, you get 12%. Sit well. Everybody sit up, sit up. Skill is something that can make people choose you. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 to 20. Daniel, the book of Daniel. As for these four children. Now, let me tell you. Anytime you are reading the Bible and you see something that has to do with children, young people, your antenna must go up and know that the Bible is talking to you. That verse is calling your name. Anytime you read the Bible and you hear children, young people, little ones, know that they are calling for you. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge, so knowledge is there, and skill. You need skill. For us to do well in our safe churches, those of you sitting to listen to me online, for you to do well in your safe church, you need skillful players. We need skillful choristers. It is only in church that things don't work. Oh yes, it's only in church. It's only in church we struggle to get instrumentalists. It's only in church we struggle to get dancing stars. But when it comes to your school graduation, oh, it's only church. Even when you look at our gospel songs, it's like somebody uses his phone to take the video. When you look at gospel songs, when you look at advert for church, aglo, 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 be aglo for Jesus. When you see the advert for Guinness, even the quality, it's only in church things don't work. We are releasing you as children to make sure things work in the church. Let things work in the church. Music must work in the church. We must get organists in the church. We must get choristers in the church. Look at this thing they do on TV, talented kids. These same people, they go to Sunday school, but they cannot do it in church. Skill. God has blessed every one of us with skill. Some of you can play, but because it's church, you won't play. When we say come for rehearsals, your mother will say they are kidnapping children. You shouldn't come. Rehearsals. But you can go to Yuma's Abacus or Abacus or what? You see, man, let you all join. You know it. You have time for such rehearsals. You can go for extra classes, extra classes, extra classes. B, C, D, you don't pass. I see the Lord giving you a special skill. You will be chosen in Jesus' name. You will be chosen in Jesus' name. Because of the skill you have, you'll be chosen. Oh, you'll be chosen. They will choose you. They will call for you. Because of your skill. Yeah. Some of you, this thing that we have to go and borrow adults to come and be filming me. Look at how they are standing, they are filming me. Look at how they are filming. You say we can't get a child and put table down and ask the child that look into the thing and focus. We can't get a child to do this. Your mother will tell us that you fall down and break your neck. You shouldn't do it. But this is a skill. I'm saying that it is only in church things don't work. Look at how this man is suffering. Oh. You want to say a child cannot do this? Mm-hmm. Look at this. We can't have children to do this. Ibrahim. Young people, God has given you a skill. Say, I have a skill. Yeah. A skill is like a talent. God has given only one talent. Everybody has one. Everybody, whatever talent you have, use it in your church. Use it in your church. Use it in your branch. Yeah. You can play drum. You go and play it in your school during worship time. And the girls are happy for you. Guys, say, oh no, no. Oh no, no, say, girls, oh. Drama, you won't play it in church. Those of you watching by internet, drama kutin is Hebrew. Is it a Hebrew word? Latin. It's not Latin. Ewe is Latin. Drama kutin, that's chi. Chi is Hebrew. Ga is Greek. Amen. Yeah. A skill will cause you to be chosen. Let me tell you, before I close, a lot of the things we study at school, that is not what we are doing to be paid. Yes. A lot of the people who are being paid well, it is because of the skill they acquired and not because of what they learned at school. Only few people use what they learned at school and get paid for it. Number two, I'll give you only two, then we close. Skill determines your sudden elevation to important places or places of importance. Yeah. I know that a plumber has entered the president's room before. Or a plumber can enter the president's bedroom. But a professor may not get that chance. If the pipe in the president's room is leaking, whom would they call? The professor? They'll call who? Yeah. Suddenly, because of a certain skill you have, you'll be elevated to important places. I see you moving to important places. I see you being lifted and elevated to important places. Places of importance. Because of the skill you have. It was told of David. 1 Samuel 16, verse 16. Quick. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man. They will look for you. Give me NLT. Usually don't preach. Teachers, if you are listening to me, don't preach to the children in King James. They don't understand. Even you yourself, you don't understand. Use NLT. When they want to quote the scripture, let them quote it in King James. Let us find a good musician to play the harp. A good musician. Yesterday I told you I like T.B. Jakes sound, but I'm not seeing anything. Or because I've not paid. A good musician to play the harp. Whenever the tormenting spirit troubles you, he will play soothing music and you get well soon. Yeah. They will look out for you to play. Some of you can play drums, you play. But I don't know that by playing drum, you'll be lifted to a place of importance. Yeah. Yeah. You can travel to America because you can play the piano. Your teacher has organized music school. Your mother say you should go to Spanish classes. Spanish classes. And that after SHS, they'll be sending you to Spain. They say go to yoga classes. Yoga. Skill. Everybody say skill. It's one of the determinants that will make your life successful. You'll be successful because of skill. You will be successful because of skill you have. A certain skill. God has given everybody a skill. As you are sitting down here, you have a skill. When you go back to your churches, as you are in your branches, use that skill. And most of you save teachers, listen to me. You see, don't wait the whole year for Shomcom. That we are waiting for Shomcom. Listen, organize a program in your church and you will see the skill your children have. If you are bringing your children to Shomcom once a year, how will you know somebody can play drum? Even when your children come for Shomcom, when they get to Kodesh, they won't play because they are coming to meet people on and here. I'm a nice lot. But as they are in your branch, you can get people. You have the self-teacher, you are listening to me. You have a very good soloist, but you have not discovered her yet. Because you, the teacher, you are also not interested. And some of us teachers, we thought that they brought us to, hey, what's happening here? Hey, lift them up. Hey. This one, they pass over me. Teachers, you are not in the church to make sure the children keep quiet. That is not your work. That is not, you are not a security guard. As a teacher, you are a pastor. We put you there as a pastor of the church. You are the pastor of the church. You let the children control you. This and they is the reverend's son. There is no position in this world called reverend's son or bishop's son. There is no position like that, I'm telling you. There is no position like bishop's son or reverend's daughter or the basenta leader's son. Bishop's son, can we beat them? And basenta leader's son. Teachers, you are sitting on so much skill in your church. You have so many people who can sing, people who can play the piano, people who can play drums. So much film stars. We don't have film stars in our churches. If you go to a lot of safe church, we don't have film stars. We don't have film stars. But these people, they can act. These children, they can act. Skill will send you to a place of importance. May you be lifted to places of importance in Jesus' name. I see you becoming important because of a skill. Yeah. To somebody is singing. Three is Kara, we are calling. Kara, come and sing. Kara, come and sing. Some time ago, when Shomcom started in 2008, it wasn't Kara. I'm not even sure she was born. You were born in 2008. Hey. By that time, you were wearing diapers. You were 3 years. I saw you were passing. You've been passing. You've been changing your diapers for you. Skill. It's skill that brought her to the stage. If you don't know anybody, you know Kara in this Shomcom. Skill. But you too, you can sing. You, as you are also there, you can sing like Kara. But you sing different song. An empty street. You don't know these songs, eh? I'm old, cry. You sing these stupid songs. When we take your phone right now, silly songs. Silly songs. When we take your phones. Your main argument is about Stonebwoy and Shatta Wale, who has more money. What type of useless argument is that? Stone boy and shatter. And SM for life. SM for life. Stone boy for kind from saying Beam Nation. You, they know the thing. They, know, they are giving me the thing. Then Beam Nation. They know it. They know it. Your parents, eh? Your parents, they don't. Oh, the songs you sing. May your skill come into play in Jesus' name. And when God gives you a skill and you use it, He will multiply it. He will give you more. I said He will give you more. Yeah. There are people who can do so many things. By this shom come, as we leave you to go home. Next year, shom come. You see, this one, we are going, we are coming, we are going, we are coming. It's wasting our time. This way, even to a mapon. And we are, because we are not completing the syllabus, we've just done few of the this thing. But don't forget skill. It's one of the things that will determine the positive outcome of your life. Yeah. When you grow small and you are applying for job, you see that sometimes you ride. Ability to drive is an added advantage. So when I'm looking for job with this girl, come. She graduated, I also graduated. She has masters, I have masters. We all qualify for the job. But she can speak French and I cannot speak French. Don't you say? There are some jobs, if you can't drive, you can't, they can't employ you. Yeah. May God give you skill in Jesus' name. I said, may God give you skill in Jesus' name. May you use the skill in your branch. May you use the scale in your branch, in your cathedral. Use that scale God has given you. You can dance. You dance at your school graduation, and your mother will come and sprinkle one CD on you. You can say poem, education, 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 education. Then your mother will come and sprinkle one CD. Then you are confused. Education. Education. They said, oh, Eragua, say that. Education is the key to success. Education. 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 Yeah. You started saying poem long ago in your school. I've come to church. You can't quote one scripture. You can change the poem you have been saying in your school to do what we call spoken word in the church. You will accept it. Spoken word. Spoken word. Spoken word. We can have spoken word in saved. Say, Yaba Sean come say. Then you come and stand. Then you rattle, rattle, rattle. Then we clap for you. Hey, we have some teacher. People used to teach us some poem. When they come, if you can't say the poem, the way he will whip you, He taught us one poem. That poem, he came us. I can remember 20 froggies went to school. Now, the poem was about frogs. Who? Frogs. 20 frogs who went to school. 20 froggies went to school. Down beside a rushy pool. 20 little coats of green. 20 vests all white. Master blue frog ravens. Call the froggies in. Show them out. Terrific. Frogs, poem about frog. How does it change my life? Well, frogs, frogs, frogs. Some of the things you learn in your school, frogs. Because you want to become school prefect, you have learned the chemical elements: hydrogen, helium, lithium, barium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium. Because you want to be a school prefect, 20 elements, you've learned it. But mind you, the pastors you have been saved, and yes, I am born. I'm a doctor, full doctor. But I can see you are what? Pilot. I'm a son of God, I'm a son of the devil. Yeah. Your poem. change your poem to spoken word. Come and tell your teacher that you can play the piano. You can play the piano. You'll be playing it at school. Your leadership skill at your school, because you want to be a school compound prefect. When we say come and do Duba Center, hey, save to the Duba Center. But if we don't do Duba Center, how do we get the people? We do Duba Center. Hey, last time I sent some people to go and do Duba Center. When they went, a certain woman sacked them. So I asked them that what happened. So the woman asked them that where are you from? They said they are from Lighthouse. So press before Moon just say Anglican, they don't do this. Yeah, you pentico, they don't do Lighthouse for then I'm sure. Oh. But they came. May God bless you with many skills. I said, may God bless you with many skills. Yeah. This projector thing, you can do it. You don't need four eyes to project. You don't. Some of you can unlock your parents' phone. You know your father's code. You know it. Your father's ATM. Last 2 weeks, he forgot. You are the one who reminded him. Yeah. It's a skill. It's a skill. Hey, you've not heard of me. It's okay, why? I have your type in my house. Lift up your hands. If you brought my envelope yesterday, come and put it here. Come. Rush and bring it here. You brought my envelope. I gave you envelope yesterday. Teachers, all of you, yeah. Put it on the stage and stand here. Put it on the stage and stand here. Man, No. You face pastor. Pastor doesn't face you. Stand here. Oh, are these the people who are bringing my envelope? Yesterday I shared over 1,000 envelopes. Lift up your hands. Stand here. When you put your envelope there, stand here. I'm praying for you. One simple prayer. Yes. Yes. The things that determine success in this life will be your portion. Yes. Kasuraba. Yes. Yes. Kabandabalaba. See, yesterday people were rushing to come for envelope. You see the people here. Put it down. Put it on the stage. Hey, Wafa. This way. Nobody should climb the stairs. Put it on any part of the yes. Stand wherever you are and throw it. It's an envelope, so throw it. Yes. Lift up your hands. Ashes, please hurry up and come and work on it. May the things that determine success in life be your portion in Jesus' name. You will not lack understanding. You will not lack speed. You will not lack strength. In the name of Jesus, you will not lack skill. In the name of Jesus, whatever makes life important will come upon you in Jesus' name. Whatever makes people important in this life will be your portion in Jesus' name. You will not go wayward in Jesus' name. Your life will turn out to be beautiful in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for what you are using us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Now, bring the... If you have not brought your envelope, don't go back. Yes. Yes. Everybody stand to your feet now. Stand to your feet and close your eyes. We are closing. In 15 minutes, we are closing. Close your eyes, everybody. You came to this shomkom. You are not born again. A friend invited. Close your eyes, everybody. A friend invited you. You are watching us online. You are not born again. We cannot guarantee your life for the next 2 hours. And you want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. This God they are talking about, I've heard of him. But I've not given my life to him. You want to give your life to Christ. Lift up your hands wherever you are, and I'll pray with you. Lift up your hands wherever you are. As a young person, Bible says in Psalm 119 that How shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You want to give your life to Christ? Lift up your hands wherever you are. If you have lifted your hands, come to the front and I'll pray with you. Come to the front. If you have lifted your hands, you want Christ to come into your heart. You want Christ to come into your heart. Come to the front and I'll pray with you. Yes. Give him your life today. Give him your life today. Give him your life today. Give him your life today, young man. Give him your life today, young girl. Yes. Give him your life. Give him your life. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. This prayer from your heart. Young girl, lift up your hands. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. I acknowledge I'm a sinner. I believe in my heart and I confess you with my mouth. Please come into my heart and write my name in the book of life. I am for you and you alone. And now Satan, listen to me. I am not for you. I am for Christ and Christ alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Go back to your seat. Everybody lift up your hands as we pray. Everybody lift up your hands. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Yes. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We commit ourselves into your care, oh God. We thank you for your power and we thank you for your spirit. We commit every young person here into your care. We say, Lord, take control. Take control over every life. Take control over every child. In the name of Jesus. May they never go wayward, Lord. We pray, oh God, that may you sweep them back on the path of righteousness. May you deliver them from the hands of the evil one. Lord, we lift a prayer for every child that may be well with them. May it be well with them. May you give them strength. May you give them speed. Give them understanding. Give them wisdom. In the name of Jesus, give them speed. Give them skill. We thank you. Lord, may your glory surround us. May they grow up knowing you. May they grow up knowing you in the name of Jesus. May nothing pluck them out of your hands in Jesus' name. And now we mark them with the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. May that blood keep you. May that blood protect you. May that blood be your portion. As we release you to go, may you go and do well. May your friends find you 10 times better. You'll be 10 times better. Because of skill, you'll be chosen. Because of understanding, you will do well. Because of speed, you will arrive successfully. In the name of Jesus. The factors, the determinants, Lord, that have been assigned to us, may they work in our favor. For Bible says that all things work together for good. Father, may things work together for good in our favor. Let everything work in our favor. And Lord, till we meet again next year, we ask that you keep us. May we meet again as one people. May we meet again as one body. We commit saved UD into your care. We pray for us. May our churches do well. May our churches expand. Multiply us, oh God. May you bring more children to the saving knowledge of your grace. And Lord, let your word that will make us wise be be locked up in our bones. We pray that they will do well as they go to school. You keep them as they go to school. Nobody would tamper with their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, keep us. Keep us by your power and by your word. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And everybody give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh, shout come 2022. Shout come 2022. Shout come 2022. Let's do it on a better note. Come and put your hands together. Put your hands together. Give the Lord a jump. Give the Lord a shout. God bless you. By the grace of God, next year we will meet. I said next year we will meet. I see you in Shomcom 2023. I see you in Shomcom 2023. You will be alive to see Shomcom 2023. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When we are counting the children, you will be part of us. In the name of Jesus. Shomcom 2023. We'll see you there. 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 Make the Holy Ghost crazy in us. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. There's a surprise in the household. There's a surprise in the household. There's a surprise in the household. Chairman is in the house. But before then, let me welcome Lady Pastor Chrissy.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know the way it is when you are at home. Take your seats for a few minutes. You are home. Daddy is out. Is somewhere. Daddy may even be in the house. Has not gone out.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.